Please be aware that this audio drama is a dark look into the truth and consequences of mental illness and may be distressing for some listeners. Violence, murder, graphic bodily harm, and aggressive voices with some swear words will be used throughout.
The end is near, just a bit longer now. The excitement builds all year to this. Don't let your guard down, you're not out yet. An innocent child will stay. Till the end, never leave each other's side, no matter what may come, best friends for life.
Hey, y'all, take a step away from me.
I've got a slight pulse. It's weak. We need to go now.
Let's get him loaded up. You kids will need to come with us since you found him.
Okay. Come on, Angel.
What about school?
It doesn't matter. We're witnesses now, no matter how much we actually saw. Come on, it'll be fine.
Okay.
Are you kids related to him in any way? Or did you just happen to find him?
Just found him. We were on our way to school.
Armodia Middle School.
Yes, sir.
You're a good kid being so worried about the well-being of a stranger. Don't worry. He'll live. His injury's not too life-threatening. Probably just some stitches.
That's what I'm worried about.
You kids come with me. I want to keep you with him, so when the cops come, they can get your statements. Get you off to school. Wait here, and they'll be here to get your statements within the hour.
Chris, we shouldn't have helped him.
What do you mean?
Don't you recognize him?
No.
He's been following us. There's no way this happened by accident.
Come on, Angel. He's homeless. He can live anywhere he wants. I think you're just being paranoid.
Yeah, maybe.
Hey, boys. We're about to bring him in. Is there anything I can get y'all while you wait?
No, thank you. Is there an update on the police?
No, I'm sorry. Just hang tight. They'll be here soon. I'm sure they're pretty busy.
What could they possibly be busy with? It's March! Unless there was a murder over the basketball bracket, I doubt there's that much they could be doing.
Angel, just chill. Our teachers will understand that it was beyond our control.
We shouldn't be here.
He'll wake up soon. Just try to talk to him and make sure he knows where he is. And also, push this call button so that we can check on him.
Okay.
Before I could finish my mission. Get away from me. You've been after me from the beginning. And you... This is perfect.
Good morning. Do you know where you are?
Hell?
Lucky for you, these boys found you in time for us to save you. You're in the hospital.
They killed her. How could they spare me?
I'm sure you're mistaken. These boys were just on the way to school and found you.
Lies! Lies!
No, sir. Calm down. I don't want you to rip your stitches. Whoever attacked you cut into your neck. Not too deep, but enough to lose a lot of blood. so just try not to move or talk too loud. The police should be here any minute. Really, I'm sorry about this.
That's okay. He's just confused. We're fine.
How are you two doing? You seem to be in shock.
What makes you say that?
Well, unless you really are the person who attacked him, you have his blood on you.
Huh? Oh man, I ruined my uniform. My mom will absolutely kill me.
We can get it cleaned for you. Here, just give me your jacket.
I hope that nurse is right.
What should I do? They'll try to get me again if I just sit here.
They should be in school right now. We've already missed 2 hours.
We're fine.
No, we're not. We're stuck in a room with a man who apparently wants to kill us.
They're plotting right now. See, they're whispering. They'll kill me before I can stop the tracks from bending. I cannot let them.
He's just confused and probably, most likely, delusional. We're safe. And if we don't feel safe, we can just push the button.
He recognized us. He's seen us before. How is that not a sign that he's been following us?
Dude, I cannot be trapped in a room with 2 crazy people. Now calm down and stop being paranoid.
Why have they not moved? I'm the perfect target, and yet they sit and talk, but don't move.
We helped you. Why can't you trust that? Stop staring at us. We're not after you.
Why?
Oh, good. Now the 2 crazy people are engaging. I'll just sit back here and wait for y'all to be done.
Crazy? I am not crazy. I am on a mission from God Himself to stop the tracks from bending and the metal from burning.
Right.
So, God tells you to stalk people?
Stalking? No. It is much more sophisticated than that. I have been refining myself, sacrificing people through the tracks as commanded.
I don't know why I even talked to him.
Me neither. Like I said, you're crazy.
I can't wait for this to be over. They can't get here fast enough.